Good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Welcome to As the Sun Sets. Well, I hope you had a good day. Today's been a public holiday, Youth Day, and I think many people have been at special meetings to celebrate Youth Day. And it is a special day, I think, for me. This day, 16th of June 1976, was a special day where I think the young people of South Africa really led the way and led to the country that we have today. Perfect? By no means perfect. And we still have a long way to go, but we have come a very, very long way. So today, let's thank God for the distance or the road that we've traveled so far and ask His blessing upon our future and especially upon our young people as they face the future and gradually take over the reins of our beloved, beautiful country, South Africa. But of course, that all depends on us espousing, taking on board real values and living those out in our lives. And I think that's the challenge. And I think for many of us, we're Christians, we're Catholics, and we ask the Lord to bless us and lead us on into the future. So let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us as we begin our evening prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Your faithful shall ring out their joy as they enter your dwelling place, Lord. Psalm 131, the promise of God to the house of David. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yearim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, and your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your faithful shall ring out their joy as they enter your dwelling place, Lord. The Lord has chosen Zion as his dwelling place. The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill a poor with bread. I will clothe the priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has chosen Zion as his dwelling place. The Lord has given him power and honor and empire, and all peoples will serve him. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has given him power and honor and empire, and all peoples will serve him. Our gospel is taken from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "In your prayers, do not babble as the pagans do, for they think that by using many words they will make themselves heard. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are in debt to us. And do not put us to the test, but save us from the evil one. Yes, if you forgive others their failings, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your failings either." Today we celebrate in South Africa Youth Day. Youth Day, because we recall June the 16th, 1976, and I know that some of you were not around in those days, but many of you were around, and we remember with great anxiety as we watched the sort of things that were happening. And of course, 1976 was when we first had television in South Africa. So it's a momentous year, really, a year when we first saw television in our country. It's the year when the young people rose up against the state and said, "We refuse to be subjected to being taught in the Afrikaans language." And so they went on a march and faced the might of the army with stones and really demonstrated. And it was a terrible day. People were killed. Victor Hector Peterson, you will remember, was killed. The first one to be carried, his body being carried through the streets and so on. So it was a big day, a very big day. And I always, as I say, I look back to that day as the beginning of the end of apartheid. So today we remember that day, Youth Day. And today, I suppose, in many parts of our country, we've had talks and speeches by important people, politicians, about youth and about the contribution of youth to our society and so on. And rightly so. The young people today are the future of our country. When you look at leadership in business, even leadership in politics in many places, it's the young people who take on the reins, who take on the responsibility of leading us into the future. I sometimes look at television and I notice how many really young people are so eloquent, so gifted in many ways, in business and politics and so on, in all that they do and say. But today, let me share a few thoughts with you about the gospel of today, because the gospel today speaks about the great prayer that I think many of us say every day. We call it the Our Father. In the Jewish tradition, this wasn't the prayer they said, but for Jesus, after the Sermon on the Mountain, this is the prayer that he gives to his disciples. And we know how Jesus every day went to the mountains just to pray and to be with his Father. So that's a very important thing to do. So Jesus puts this prayer to his disciples and he says, "Don't babble as the pagans do, who make all sorts of sounds and so-called prayers and so on, but really mean nothing at all. Just know that the one you are speaking to is not just an anonymous God up there, but he is your Baba, he is your Father." And so Jesus, in the very first words that he teaches us, he says, when you speak to God, you're speaking to your Daddy, you're speaking to your Baba, our Baba in heaven, our Father in heaven. And the first three phrases of the Our Father are addressed to our Baba in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your will be done. So those are the, and your kingdom come. Those are the first three statements, phrases, that call it what you like, that are addressed to our Father. But then the next four are really about us forgiving us our debts, giving us our daily bread, and don't put us to the test, and so on. So the last four phrases of the Our Father are about ourselves as we speak to God. So the first three phrases we address to God our Father, and we praise Him, and we ask that His will may be done. And then the last four phrases of the Our Father are really about us, asking the Lord to help us to forgive one another, to give us our daily bread, and to save us from the evil one, and so on. Now, I wanted to try and apply this to our young people today. I often come across young people, and I say to myself, wow, these young people are not the kind of people we see demonstrating on the streets. And sometimes when I see the kind of demonstrations happening on our streets, political demonstrations or whatever, I often say to myself, where are we going? Where are we ending when we see this kind of anarchy that's taking place in our country so very, very often? And yet there are thousands of young people who might not do that and who live according to another set of values. And when we think of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, He's giving His disciples a new set of values which they should implement if they want to bring about God's kingdom on earth. And I want to ask today, are we concerned about bringing about God's kingdom on earth, or are we concerned only about the kingdom of the world, as St. John would speak about it in his Gospel? And I think what we need to do is to bring about God's kingdom, your kingdom come. And if God's kingdom is to come into our world today, then what is asked of us is that we put in place the values of the kingdom so that the values of the kingdom can really take root in us. And there are several values that we can speak about. One of the values that I like to always which I always like to highlight is the value of sharing, which is a gospel value. And it's so nice to find young people today who have taken on board the values of the gospel. This year we're going to be going to the World Youth Day in Poland. There will be hundreds of thousands of young people from all over the world going to World Youth Day. We even have similar functions or similar events here in our own country, in South Africa. And what often strikes me about these young people is that they're living a different sort of life. They're not living the kind of life that we see happening with the arson and the demonstrations that we see happening in our streets here. These are people, many young people, who are really concerned about the future, who think about the values of human life, who think about how they can help other people. And you might say, but Father, are you living in the real world? I can see you nodding your heads. Of course I'm living in the real world, because I really see a lot of good and a lot of hope in our young people today. But there are many more young people and many more of us that need to take on board the values of the kingdom, that they become part and parcel of our flesh and blood. And that's the only way in which we are going to bring about the kingdom of God, if we take on board the values of the kingdom. And Jesus today, in the Lord's Prayer, in the Our Father, speaks about these values, about God, about His kingdom, about His will being done. And so if we're going to celebrate today this Youth Day, let's pray that all of us, not just our young people, really take on board the values that Jesus spoke about, that He lived for, that He died for. And if these values could become part and parcel of our lives, what a different world this would be. Today, He teaches us this prayer, the Our Father, that we all know and that we all say many times a day. May we say it with devotion. May we pray this prayer with conviction, that God will truly be our Father, and that we will accept the truth that we are His children. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. He filled us with honey from the rock. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. Now Christ is the high priest of his people, and it is in him that we come together to make our prayer to the Father of us all. Father, put new hearts within us. We thank you for calling us into the church. Bless us with constant faith and make it a source of life for others. Bless Francis, our Pope. We pray that his faith may not fail and that he may strengthen us. Turn sinners back to you and grant us a humble and contrite heart. Your Son knew what it was to be excluded from his homeland. Be mindful of those who must live far from their family and country. And give eternal rest to the dead. Bring the whole church together in heaven. And now let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We offer you, Lord, our thanksgiving at the close of this day, and in your mercy, forgive the faults we have committed through human frailty. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. And there are so many who need our love today. Give a little love. Show them that you care. And when they need you most, let them know you're there. Give a little love. Fill their Yes, Give a Little Love sings Daniel O'Donnell together with the Romanian Challenge Appeal some years ago. That brings us to the end of our program this evening. Thank you very, very much for joining me, Father Emil, in the program As the Sun Sets, where we've praised the Lord, we've thanked the Lord for the gift of this day, and especially for our young people and for your very own children. From me, Father Emil, for now, that's all we have time for. Good night, and God bless.